aside duty came as an embarrassment, I must say, for the committee for the past three consecutive meetings that we have been sitting but unable to proceed with the business of the committee solely on the basis of non-attendance of members. We were then forced to make a presentation to the authority of Parliament in this regard, House Chairperson, whom we requested us to be given an additional day on top of the normal Friday slot, hence the meeting today here. And I wanted to apologize that the information that were, you know, sent to yourself were not consistent. You were told the meeting is for 3 o'clock. Indeed, the meeting was supposed to be for 3 o'clock, but due to Chief Whip's instruction, we had to change from 3 to 12 o'clock, while the initial was for 3. And I think we apologize because the two that are here, they were ordered when the meeting was authorized for 3. And therefore, when yesterday they then instructed us to change the time, we had no alternative to change the menu and other kind of, you know, lunch food. Therefore, we apologize for the kind of food that we are going to eat while we are at work during lunch time. I would imagine you'll take my apology for that matter. We did not invest it to have you at lunch. We were invested in to see you after lunch at 3 o'clock. So that is why the food are not appropriate for lunch. Finally, members, I thought that the whole challenges that are sitting before us here, they are going to require some correct.
I'm going to another meeting, which I've said from where I'm coming from, another meeting. So my apologies for that.
No, I think today, guys, let's apologize to other committees. Yeah.
No. Sorry, Sebastian. I'm not trying to argue with you. The Sebastian of that committee just told me now, and he told me that they are here at committee. Which place is this? 10th floor, yes, at 9. So they are waiting for me. There is no quorum because I was in another meeting. Knowing that the person, this one was for 3 o'clock, so I told him that, Mr. Vincent, I told him that I would be going to his meeting at 12 and then coming to this one at 3. Not that I'm apologizing because of what and what to this one. I didn't receive the schedule that is. The week has reserved is the time for this meeting. No, I did. I'm just lost to be here.
No.
I never received that changing of time.
No.
I can show with the meeting there is no changing of time in my phone except for the recent one, which has been here. I can show with it.
Wouldn't make a difference to whether she's here or not. Wouldn't make a difference to the court. I mean, in any case, not a court.
You see, I'm sure I was just explaining the challenge of the court.
I know it's a question, but the problem is there is no quorum that side. This one of 4-3, that one of 4-3. They were pressurizing me from another committee of cooperative government. Then I excused myself even from there. The meeting is not yet off. So they are waiting for me right now, and they said they are in one person here in this floor. So when I get inside, it's another coming of me, which I didn't know of it. I only said to myself, for 2 o'clock, hey, I told them, yeah. These committees were not, yeah. Then they do, it's an hour and a half.
We are trying our best.
You?
And the SMS is coming from her. can sometimes have a different shape of the tongue.
But I think I can talk to Vincent because he's not Koran even here.
At least you can talk to him. I don't have a problem of leaving this community. If you can talk to him because he knows that.
That's his name.
Yes, please.
His name.
So, I saw that in the air time that my family is taking the loot to the start of the act.
I think the person who phoned you, you thought it was Vincent. No,
you
it was Bamba.
I'm sure the issue of the legacy of this committee, honorable member, is a challenge. The challenge in a manner that I'm not putting credit in a blame on anyone. But I think it's a manner in which also the authority and the management of the are handling the affairs of this committee. They are informed by the way in which the committee has been running throughout. And when we are trying to change this, it becomes very difficult. Maybe in the presentation that I did with the House Chair President, I should inform you that I requested that they reduce the size of the committee. With a view that maybe, you know, a quorum will not be hectic as it is. Which of course they promised that they will look at that in programming committee in Ogun and to look at the size of the committee and see if they can reduce it to a reasonable amount. I've indicated to him that I'll send them the attendance register, which will totally show that Inkatha Freedom Party both the person to sit and alternate. Neither of them have ever put their feet in the for reasons that I'm sure are related to the historical background of the country. So now, when you are part of the management of the committee, that members are seeing it as, by the way, that committee, it will always depress you and then cause you not to achieve the mandate stipulated by the rules. But I think our discussions with the authorities may lead to review of our way of doing things. But over and above that, the exciting area of the committee that we are having now is that we are working on improving the visibility and the lobbying and campaigning of the committee towards both members of parliament and public. I'm sure you are aware that it is so far we are seeing reasonable submission coming from PA in particular. The rest of parties in parliament, including the majority party, which I think proportionally they were supposed to be the ones who are dominating submissions. They are not doing well. The reason might be they don't understand the work of the committee. So we are trying to unearth and take the committee down to the earth. One of the areas that we are negotiating with the authorities to use the Facebook and the Twitter to say our information should be available to them, you know, through social networking, you know, so that we reach as many people as possible, because we'll be defining who we are on the Facebook, while on the Twitter, always informing people of what we are doing, everyday business that we are running, and then giving out feedback on how far have we gone. So I'm worried when we are trying to look at strategies and tactics of making sure that we reach the target we intended to reach, then the issue of attendance keep on hampering the work of the committee. It's a factor that one cannot control. But nonetheless, I would want to say thank you for making yourself present today here. I want to conclude by again emphasizing the point that we sent to Honorable Clare for losing his aircraft, I guess. We are with you in that, you know, for saying that you are under God. We thought of you in the committee meeting. Those who are believing in prayer, praying for you and attending, you know, anything. So, yeah, so I may then allow you to take that statement that you wanted to do.
Now, thank you for that opportunity, Mr. Chairman. The statement I wanted to make was exactly in connection with this, because I received very many phone calls and SMSs and email messages on Facebook as well. But especially from this committee, I received a beautiful card of condolences signed by members who were present at that particular meeting when the card was circulated. And it really touched me, and I appreciate it very deeply, and I want to express my sincere thanks and appreciation for that beautiful call. Thank you.
Thank you. Having said all this, can we then see the item one, introduction, as it was initially fixed? We have received, one of the members, the following proposals. One, legislative proposal aimed at defeating party political office bearers, public representatives, as well as political parties from contracting with the state business related. This particular submission came from the chief whip of the official opposition party, Honorable Jenny. To Kuali, he sent another one, which is 6.2, legislative proposal to correct certain anomalies in the Executive Members Ethics Act, number 1992. And then finally, legislative proposal to repeal the South African Voting Act, number 11 of 2011, from Honorable Lee. All these three of them, we need therefore to determine how do we want to approach them. Obviously, being in the last week of the Parliament, we will then resume with our work on Friday of So we will be here on Monday the 19th, and then the Friday obviously it will be the 24th. So it will mean our programming should start from that particular Friday, while on the same time we are aware that we did not handle the one of coming from one of our orders to the next investor. Oh yeah, I'm sure the Land and Agricultural Bank has been referred to the first week after that. So it will mean we should then start routing them from the second week after the third, third, and fourth. That's where we can allocate. Comment on the matter whether I'm making sense what I'm saying.
I didn't quite follow you. Are you saying we're not meeting on Friday, but
this
we're meeting
Friday.
This Friday?
No, this Friday we're meeting, but we will be finalizing the one coming from Turkey.
Okay.
The termination of, the choice of termination of
yeah.
We will be hearing the last presentation by the department and just human rights, possibly the committee, the portfolio committee.
Mm.
So, so that, then I'm saying this one, the one on, is there any diary next to anyone? Okay, great. I'm sure we can then say this Friday of the 24th will be finalizing presentation on the land and agricultural effect.
Well, oh, oh, we are looking at
23rd. 23rd,
yes.
Okay, sure. Then on the 30th of July.
July.
Then the 30th of July, being the one dealing with prohibiting party political office bearer. Okay? Then on the...
So that's another day, will the person present that day?
He will be presenting that day. Then on the 6th, he will be presenting the other one now.
August.
Yeah, the 6th of August. He will be presenting the executive member of
the
ethics. And then on the 13th, the 6th of August. And on the 13th of August, it will be legislative proposal on South African Boxing Act.
On the 6th.
My Honorable Lee.
I'm
sure you would know that on the 23rd, when, on the 30th, when Davidson presents on the party politics, then also on the 6th, as he will be presenting, the other one will be receiving other presentation by those that are the stakeholders of the one that he presented on that day. Okay? And the same way has happened on the 13th. Lee will be presenting, will be receiving representation from the stakeholders on the executive members. Do you agree on this?
Yes.
So that's the way we'll then order the introduction of the proposed legislation. Possibly discussion Then 4.2, I'm sure it is for this Friday. We will be receiving the final submission possibly on Friday. And then if it means we are able to take it, we will do that. If not, we will then agree on when we finalize the month. Anything on 4?
No.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. 5, which is 3, now in our own making, the petition of Mr. Mkwene and Mokoke. I'm sure I will now request the Honorable Sotibo to lead us in that one. Honorable.
Thank you, sir. On this particular day when we were going there, I met this the old team members in the hotel, but there was a long delay, not knowing who was coming to pick me up. It was just a long delay to an extent that I was just thinking of taking the flight back. Yet they got, because I was just asking myself, why are they delaying? Because they've got their own car that we are going to, that we were going to drive to Kingstad. Anyway, finally we met and we went there. And we find that Dr. Gordon, who is coming from the University of Bath, he is on justice. He's dealing with a project on justice. I don't know whether they're dealing with women. But he was there waiting for us because he heard that we were going to visit the people at the Then there was the chairperson of the Carol Board for the district. But we met with those people, we found them waiting for us. Mkwena and Mokokian were just waiting for the delegation to come and tell us when are they throwing out that to the applicant. They had no more questions. They were asking no questions. They only listened to us. How far have we gone with it? Then we told them that we had a meeting, a joint meeting, because as much as they know that they are two houses, in order for it to be a parliament between these two houses, then we decided to have a joint meeting. They appreciated that. But the question they kept on asking, when are we going out of this meeting? I said, no, we know if it was for us, we were going to give them a change. But unfortunately, they have to follow procedures. We can't jump any stage. We have to talk to the minister, and the minister is supposed to advise the service, and the minister correctional services. Then there is the justice department involved, the correctional justice, then the president. We can't fight. We are fighting for them. But by the time these World Cup games start, we wish that they will be extended. So they just appreciated that the members of Parliament were there, and they promised that they would come back, the NCOP part. They are really so grateful that now they are coming with a member from the NA. It means they are prepared to assist them. They said, truly speaking, it's not right to stay in a place like that for so many years. And you can see that one, it's only that I can't differently that this is Mkwana, this is Mokoki, but one, you can see that he's kept a big step in mind. Because of staying in that place. They told us that, the family, one that he was left with only the sister and aunt. The other one is only a brother and sister. Everybody has just passed away while they were there, and they never even allowed to go and bury them. So they said they really appreciate that there is something they can see the light, that after 17 years, but there is the light that maybe they will one day get out of this. That was it. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I think in addition to this matter, where the two Mkwana and
Mokoti,
they were arrested around 1990 and then charged on something that is not, been part of. And I'm sure ever since they've been struggling to get out of, the prison, they were charged on what you normally call common
purpose.
So they were charged on that. I'm sure ever since they've been trying to prove that no, we've never been part of anyone, part of any criminal, either political or whatsoever. And they tried everything, including the Truth Commission, and they were not, qualified, because the Truth Commission was meant for people who have, committed something and willing to tell the truth in order to, to be given the necessary matter. And then they could not, qualify in that regard. They petitioned former President Thabo Mbeki. They tried all, levels of court to say no, and then all could not help until they resorted to the root of Parliament. The danger is when they submitted the petition to Parliament, Parliament could not screen whether the petition is a special or a general. So they enter it as if it's a general. They refer it to the NCOP. And in my capacity as a member of NSC, I was, you know, briefed by NCOP committee one day, but then I then said, no, 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 this thing is not look like to be a general. It's a special petition. It was supposed to be in the NA. And then we checked with the legal unit, and the legal unit agreed with me that it's a special kind of a petition. So we then checked what work have they already done, so that we don't, you know, reinvent the wheel on something that we can, you know, have on the information already in the NCOP. So we realized that the NCOP have already visited the third prisoner, they were planning the second visit. And when they briefed me, it was, I'm sure, a day, they were saying, it was on Tuesday, they were saying on Thursday, we are paying another visit. Then we said, obviously we are not going to secure funding and the authority of parliament, except if we then said, only one member should join them so that he will take the committee on board. So it is in that context that the Honorable Sotibo was then made part of them. So the situation and the condition that I wanted to propose to us here is to say, which I requested also the NCOP to agree on, is that we are going to handle this matter on a joint committee, rather than saying, refer it to us, we start, you know, afresh, while they have done their work on behalf of parliament. So we seem to agree, but we then said, we'll table the matter to the committee and agreed on the joint meeting, where we'll then get a formal, you know, NCOP position and then move with them as to what way forward that we take it from where we are. I thought that it was important to add on that.
Mr. Chair, yes, when I read through the documents in front of us, it raised a number of questions with me. And it kind of, just on the face value, it looks bad. You know, people protest their innocence, and in spite of that, they've already spent 17 years in jail. But the questions come up, you know, and it says here somewhere in this document, it's not indicated whether the prisoners have exhausted all legal avenues available to them in terms of the law. And I think we need to find a definite answer to that. When it was a hearing, obviously, and they were sentenced, they were found guilty, and they were sentenced. But they appealed. They could go to the highest court of appeal. So we want to know exactly the legal process that followed, so we have that information before us. And then you also indicated that it went even to the previous president, because when I read this, I thought, okay, this may be a matter actually for a presidential pardon. But it's been to the previous president, maybe more than once, or did he say only once?
President Zuma also received.
So they appealed to the president twice for a presidential pardon. Did the president give reasons for refusal of this pardon? Maybe we should have access to that so we can see what the reasons are behind it. Kind of looks straight, people have tried very hard and nowhere did they have success. Why not? Maybe there are good reasons for it, but we're not aware of that. So I think we just need to get all this information before us so we can make a considerate decision when we consider this.
I'm sure on the matter of exhausting the necessary, you know, things, they did. Mm-hmm. They appealed, they, you know, mm-hmm. petitioned, they went to the, you know, the highest court of that time. Nothing was given to them. I'm sure legally they have finished all the rules.
One more one that my eye on the TRC process. They first lodged an application, but then they withdrew. Why did they do that?
Realizing that the truth and reconciliation was meant for people who committed political criminal.
Want to confess.
Exactly. Now they had nothing to confess. They were having nothing to confess.
So it wasn't the appropriate body for them to go to.
Not
within
the TRC,
okay.
And they pulled out.
Okay.
I think I'm covered that in uncle, and I defended what my colleague has said, except to say that I think we need absolute assurance that some court or higher judicial body found them not guilty or determined at some stage that they were sentenced wrongly. For people that were sentenced correctly as being murderers or whatever the case, to then to come to us as a final resort to ask us to set them free in a way, would be the long-term story. So without speaking specifically about these stories, putting a general principle that all avenues must have been exhausted, including judgment by a court of law or whatever other judicial body is there, that they were sentenced wrongly initially. If that is so, certainly then we have a case, if they have a case.
I was lucky enough, and not for the fitness, but I was lucky enough to be part of the initial process when this came before the police committee. And I know there is documentation that the Justice and the Department of Justice came to the committee, but our request from the committee to now circulate it. But as far as I can recall, they did go through all the possible court channels. They went back to the high school. The problem with the court finding them guilty at that time is the person that testified against him, it was later found that he lied, due to the fact that somebody offered him money or tried to persuade him to get information from him, and due to this situation, he was lying, so okay, those people wrong. So that's how the common purpose situation came to be. But later on, the person who gave the incorrect evidence came forward and said that he was incorrect and lied, but unfortunately, before they could again take the case back, died. So the person who is the only one who could then get evidence to testify to this has now been removed. The reason why the presidential pardon previously didn't go through in their favor, as far as I can recall, is that they were required basically to have some sort of reward for guilt. And they said that they couldn't because in their eyes they didn't do anything wrong. They weren't part of the crime. So they didn't want to confess to something to basically show false guilt just to get a presidential pardon. That's why the police committee in Spanish also sends to the Department of Correctional Services. Because apparently there is in the Act that regulates correctional services procedure by which the president can then sue the Act if I'm correct. Have a pardon for a situation of this specific special circumstances, due to the fact that everything basically went wrong in their process. There is also communication, if I recall, in the information pack from Justice, and that it speaks to the legal aid board how far they went in assisting them. So I will make sure that the information gets to the community as soon as possible, but it is quite a thick
document,
so
I'm going to
attempt to have it read by Friday,
so I think the critical thing to me still remains the fact that there must be some finding somewhere that they are justly being in God's way. That's the main thing.
Unfortunately, the judge who sat on the case is now retired, but the last communication they found from the judge was saying that they went as far as possible and the case now is closed. He's not going to open. So I think that's where the Department of Justice came in. The committee here from the Department of Justice, the Department of Correctional Services, the President here, the Department of Justice, when they came, gave their opinion as to that situation. I wasn't part of that, or obviously part of that sitting, but I will also get the minutes from that city for the court. Perhaps that will address the issue of why the court didn't take it further or take it in again.
Chairperson, you know, both letters mentioned three people that could testify. But were these people also contacted to verify this information? Though it's very, very difficult to believe that the person was arrested wrongly, unless there's enough proof to that effect. But both letters mentioned the three people.
I think of the other two, the people who were the real the court. One, we have been told that somewhere in Eastern Cape, he has been given amnesty. He's a business person, a transport business, whom I was made to believe that he's willing also to tell the truth that they were not part of our people. The other one was employed by correctional service
been told that he met the chair of NCOP committee. And when they were about to bring him here to testify before the committee, I was told he was then rearrested for shooting and killing his family, some of those things. So I'm sure once we took a principle, agreed on a principle to say, how do we then move forward with the NCOP on the matter? We will then, you know, while in the process of getting this other information, that would require to assist that to understand the way the process is.
The last time I spoke to the Chairperson on the NCOP side, he said he's still waiting for the Minister of Correctional Services. And the Minister of Correctional Services said there was a cartoon that was in place. Then he's still waiting for the report of the cartoon. Then immediately she received this report, then she has put it in for the joint for the case meeting.
So what is the way forward? How do we conclude the matter?
This is
welcome. I'm sure we are now collecting, we can take even decisions. I think the fact that now we are set up, we are legitimizing the work. I think I agree with the principle. However, I think as a committee, because the matter was never tabled to us, it was tabled for the first time, we should agree that. So what do we then do from where we are? Because the suggestion that we brought into your attention yesterday, we propose out of the committee a joint committee kind of handling of this matter, so that the NCOP remains leading committee, because it has already done sufficient work on the way, so that we don't reinvent something that has been done, but from the same resource within Parliament.
Mr. Chairman, I want to add to that and maybe amend my previous just ask questions. I didn't make a proposal. So I want to make a proposal now. We've got a legal advisor to this committee. This is a legal matter. I wanted to ensure of the legal advisor to go through all the legal documents. The committee secretary alluded to quite a thick volume of documents. Instead of distributing that to everybody of us and all of us kind of struggling through all those legal documents, we ask the legal advisor to go through this and prepare a summary for us of the processes that have been followed with a relevant outcome. And that will actually do a lot of better and help us in our deliberation.
That's
also
one
area.
Thank you. Andrei, Mr. Spark has moved our legal representative, legal advisor, is luckily also the legal advisor to the Select Committee on Sessions. telling me is actually what a scientist with the document so has to disable it and gives my scientist a negative approval that he also agrees to commit formally in the nation on the issue, and then if you can have the document ready by Friday, then I will also be able to stand it.
I think what we would do then is then that in the next meeting we request that he present to us a summary of what happened from the legal perspective and then we then take it from there so that we are on equal path and despite the fact that NCOP started in our so that we equally have the same understanding, same information, and then when we go forward on the joint will then be informed by the information already now.
Can I add an idea to that, that it also indicates to us whether some legal body at some stage made a decision or came to a conclusion that these two are being kept unjustifiably, whether it is yes or no?
I'm sure that the court will be giving us that indication. Then we will then move on a joint meeting while we have got the information to join the NCOP. That's the route to go.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. We are now moving to the real issue. We are going back to three, the real three, 3.1. You would recall that we debated and discussed the matter related to presidential power to handle. And then on this particular matter, we received all presentations, we had and listened to Justice and Presidency, the sponsor of the motion, Honorable Bell himself. We then agreed that we would request the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Review as part of our consultations with them. We did that, we gave them the date that we expected them to respond us, and neither of the two.
I got the indication from Justice. I'm very against this, and I'm still awaiting the written reply. But they were, in fact, okay with the decision that the
I committed
already
agreed to, so
they didn't want to add or anything to that, and I haven't received anything other than that.
I'm sure. I also took the matter as a request with the House Chair to say, in the light that the committees are not responding and then they are affecting the work of the committees, what do we do? There's a very long process to be followed today. The cluster has been informed that one of the committees is not doing well. In fact, he said absolutely nothing. That was in what I can come and say that is what he wants. I'm not sure how do we then go forward.
I think consultation, I think that's the word used in the rules. Consultation is a dual approach. It doesn't come from one side only, they don't respond. But I think we can.
Now, I'm sure you are still within me in the middle of that judgment.
I accept that, but maybe we can change. By creative ways, word of communication to the committee and to the other committees in such a way that we give them a deadline, and in the event that they do not respond by that deadline, we will regard it as a agreement or not, depending on the word.
Yes, the proposal here today, let's give them another letter, which we then put their date to say, respond by this date. You are failure then with the assume.
That's what
I'm saying.
Give them a fair time,
until
a month after
we
start again, something like that.
What is the rule?
Anything you wanted to question on the program?
many of these things are for radio camp. We are just, you know, doing and a formal adoption of the program. Anything, if you are comfortable, any move up for adoption? Sir, second that, Honorable Secretary. Any objection?
None.
Thank you. The program is now formally being adopted and will be signed accordingly. Eight, review and adoption of the quarterly report. I'm sure this you should have been going through it. This one. I want to believe that it was long recent, so all of us. We should have been gone through everything because it's the record of our work from January up until the end of March. How do we go through? I want to believe you have gone through it. Is there anyone who wants to argue that you've seen this for the first time? You have seen it. Are you happy with the content, General? What is that? Can we check from page 1? Page 1 is just the cover. Page 2 is the name. Any messages, any of that? I'm sure you can look at almost the last name on DA. Same. No longer in the committee.
She was never a member.
Oh, she was a guest.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So then we are removing that name completely because the guest cannot. Have you on page 2? Page 3? First one is the vision. We try to separate the legislative proposal and special petition because the two needs to be, you know, given their shape. So the first paragraph deals with the area related to legislative proposal by individual members of parliament. The second one spoke to special petition. Anything on that vision of the committee? Nothing. On the mandate, these are the rules of parliament, the rules of National Assembly that are mandating the committee to operate. We were just, you know, outlining them and mentioning them. Anything on the mandate of the committee?
Nothing.
Chairperson's overview. I tried to summarize the work in that particular question, January to March. If you have gone through it, you tell me the area that I might have been overstepped, if any. Anything on this man called the chairperson before we raise a motion of no confidence on him? It's becoming a popular thing, this motion of no confidence.
So we should remove one in the...
I want us to remove that one.
Remove one in the table, not arranging a fifth for it.
On that alone, then you don't have to accept it. On the chapters and review, anything on that?
Nothing on page 3.
Page 4. And it ends up at page 5. Do you agree on the tone of this man? And this lady?
Agree, yeah.
Oh, I agree. Okay. We can then move to meetings. You will see meetings and the business that we we undertook in those particular, you know, days. Closed on top of page 7. Then cancel the meeting. Obviously, you know why we cancel the meeting. In that era, it was one meeting, fortunately, that quarter. The best one was the last quarter of 2009. That's where we could not have meeting up until we. But the first quarter of this year, it was only one meeting of the 5th of March. Then legislative proposal of consideration. The first one there, call up a partner, mentor, self, Gerile, Pretoria. Anything omitted there? Are you comfortable? Okay. List of outstanding recommendations. The first one being Victoria, Sam, and Delhi. I'm sure we are even finishing the second quarter. Remaining outstanding. I'm sure you are aware of that. So it means they will still appear in our second quarter report that we are going to adopt in the third quarter of 2010. Any mover? Honorable Sasiva, seconder? Thank you, Honorable Bindo.
I'm saying we are pulling.
So the report will then be sent to the House for their consideration. I'm sure you might be glad that you are the first to adopt the first report in this particular of the work of the committee. Can we then move to the last item? It is set of minutes, set. And I want to assume that you have gone through them all. The first set is for the 26th of March, 2010. At 9:15, room 3, 1923. Page 1, anything there?
Nothing.
Page 2. Page 2.
Page 2, nothing.
Page 3. several members, I want to believe that you have seen these things. You are not seeing them for the first time. Faithful. It was this one set of minutes that we should ever look at them, because they will update you as to what is the kind of a decision we are going to arrive at in the presidential pattern. Page 5.
Is it not preferable that it's just about that? Land banking, definitely. Can I just make one suggestion? On page 5, the fourth line. Of the National Assembly and National Council of Province Initiative Committee, it's instead of a committee, so it's actually that it's joint committees meeting that happen.
Still on page 5, anything? Page 6. Page 7. I'm sure you would understand why I seem to be fast, because the issues indeed we have gone through, you would have highlighted what you want to talk about. Can we have a mover? Honorable Sala, come in. Come Daga. Second.
Honorable
12. Oh, you don't want me to. Because I started with you. Thank you very much. Any objection? Adoption?
No.
Thank you. Can we then take the set of the 7th May 2007? 10 past 9, Committee Room 390 Plan 3. Page 1.
Nothing.
Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Any mover?
Page 1.
Page 1. Yeah.
Of my name there on under apology.
Ah.
Did you apologize?
Yes, I did. I remember.
Madam Chair, my secretary sent my apology.
Come
again. My secretary sent my apology because I was not.
Oh, by that time, I'm sure it's okay. This is one of those meetings that we could not run just now. Okay. Mover, Honorable Sosigo. Seconda. Thank you. Any objection? Nothing. The last verse is of the 21st May 2010 at 15 minutes past 9, Committee Room 3, 9-10-3. Page 1. If you are not doing meeting, then
yeah.
But you can work with me. On the basis of
comment.
21st May. 21st
May.
Page 1, page 2. Page 3. Move on. Second.
But maybe we can take it further with our legal advisor also, that he also gives us a little bit more guidance. Because I think we're going into too much detail in this sheet, where the function of the detailed discussion is really for the next portfolio committee, once we approve it. But I'm just leaving that to you also.
Chairperson, I would like to know from Honorable Pretoria if the bill doesn't assist the members who are not familiar with that particular, taking for example yours. People who haven't been in Africa South doesn't know maybe what is this clause that you're talking about. The bill doesn't have to be there to assist the members who are not familiar.
As I said, there is no need for the bill to be introduced into this committee. But I did it, and I think other members also are doing it, simply to assist the committee to, so we can see what we are talking about. But there's no requirement, legal requirement, for a bill to be submitted to us when we discuss, when we look at the principle.
I think the point that the Honourable Pretoria is raising here, he did raise it in the last meeting, which in my response I referred to Rule 234, which clearly outlined that you should be able to set out particulars of why you want it. We cannot force people to substantiate on that thing. But obviously, when you just send us to say, no, I wanted this to amend this, when we don't have convincing reason, the answer will become automatically no, because we are not convinced by anything. So we thought these things, they are helping us to, you know, apply our mind and take a well-informed, balanced decision. Not necessarily saying we are taking over from the portfolio committee. That would run the normal, you know, bill processes. But we wanted to inform Parliament on a well-balanced fair of information. I thought it is in that context, but we wanted to balance. And I think our democracy, it has been, you know, strengthened much on the public participation. And our involving of, you know, public stakeholders on a minimal level is to help us, you know, just to say, so our understanding equals to the understanding of the public we are representing. That's it, you know, the reason why we are doing that. We are not saying, indeed, we want to replace the work of the portfolio. No, not at all. Not at all. But we wanted to say, whatever recommendations that we send to the Parliament, we can stand on it and be able to say, we arrived here because we looked at one, two. But if you just said, I'm asking to propose an amendment for the Constitution, then we said, do you need to pay money? No, I don't need money. Then, we are going to say no, because we've got no substantive, you know, convincing reason. And we don't want to be seen as if we are always, you know, anticipating and predicting people's presentation. We knew and see them as very important to make this Parliament to become what it intended to become. I acknowledge and understand this area, but at the same time, we need, you know, a clue, an idea that will, you know, any of us, we are representing the public of South Africa. When people know that you are sitting in this committee and the answer or the recommendation you are producing at this particular level, people can, at your own, you know, constituency, ask you, how, Mamsimo, how did you treat this good? Then you should be able to say, no, we looked at this and that. But if you don't have this thing, you then become, you know, very, very guilty to say, no, it looks like not the correct way. Well, we are trying to put you in a better position, also to justify why we arrived at that particular. Maybe that is why, after, you know, this collapse and proposal, I like it, because that's one example that made us to feel that, oh, this thing is not about arguing you are an DA, you are an ANC. It's about looking at the interests of the people. And then when we were arriving at that consensus, including to say, I think I agree, let's leave it to this particular. It was a good thing, and then that, I thought the way we should run on our, you know, submission. But thank you for
that. So we're talking the same language. I'm just saying that we might be erring a little bit on the side of being too careful, because this is my final point, is that if we pass a bill here to say it can go forward, it doesn't mean to say that that bill will eventually go to Parliament. There's further steps. The portfolio committee may change it around. They may say to us, no, we don't think this bill has merit. So in that sense, we mustn't be too strict on letting these things go through. But this is what I'm trying to get to.
But at the same time, Honourable Pretorius, we should not fail Parliament.
Parliament
has put us in between the proposer and the sponsor and Parliament. It's because they wanted us to help them, you know, to bring to them a well, you know, rational thing, so that we don't just pretend. But nonetheless, thank you, Honourable Members, and I think at least today we have reduced the effect of that one. So Friday will be able now to be up to date in terms of our I'm sure you will then be receiving also two documents that will be coming to you on Friday. One is the proposed process of amendment of rules. I'm sure it will be ready by then. And then you will also receive the special communication that we are intending to take it up. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Oh my.
No, that's not the best.
One of them is over here.
Yep. After a month, that's me. That's you go to life.